Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Mars Project by Wernher von Braun is a landmark work of early spaceflight thinking that blends engineering realism with big picture planning. Written by one of the most influential rocket engineers of the 20th century, the book presents a structured vision for mounting a crewed expedition to Mars using technology that he believed could be developed from mid-century capabilities. Rather than focusing on distant speculation, it frames Mars travel as a solvable logistics and systems problem, breaking the challenge into transportation, assembly, operations, and return. The result reads like a mission architecture proposal. How many vehicles are needed, what roles they play, how crews live and work, and how the expedition could be staged to manage risk. Beyond its technical aspirations, the book also reveals how space exploration was argued for in an era when human spaceflight was still theoretical. It remains valuable for readers who want to understand the origins of modern mission planning and the mindset behind early Mars concepts. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a mission architecture built like a campaign, a central contribution of The Mars Project is its insistence that reaching Mars is not a single heroic leap, but a coordinated campaign of interdependent steps. Von Braun approaches the problem like a systems engineer and program manager, emphasizing sequencing, division of labor among vehicles, and repeatable operational logic. The expedition is treated as a fleet effort rather than a lone craft, with specialized ships to carry crew, cargo, and supporting equipment. This framing anticipates later architecture discussions that separate transit, landing, surface operations, and return as distinct design domains. The value of the campaign approach is that it forces clarity about what must be launched first, what can be pre-positioned, and what must be carried by the crew in real time. It also highlights the importance of redundancy, where mission-critical functions are distributed so a single failure does not necessarily end the expedition. For modern readers, this topic is a primer in architectural thinking, defining mission objectives, mapping them to hardware and operations, and identifying key dependencies. Even if specific numbers and assumptions reflect the era, the structural method remains instructive for understanding how complex exploration programs are shaped. Secondly, engineering assumptions and the rocket technology context. The book is rooted in the technological context of its time, and it is candid about the need to scale up launch and propulsion capabilities to support interplanetary travel. Von Braun discusses the implications of large rockets, staging strategies, and the mass and fuel requirements that drive almost every design choice in deep space missions. He treats the rocket equation and payload fraction constraints as the governing realities that force trade-offs. Bigger launchers reduce the number of launches but raise development complexity, while smaller launchers increase the operational burden of assembling a fleet. This topic is useful because it shows how early planners reasoned about feasibility without modern tools such as high-fidelity simulation, advanced materials, or today's propulsion options. It also provides a historical snapshot of how spaceflight advocates linked near-term developments to long-range goals. Readers can compare these assumptions with later advances in guidance, computing, life support, and reusability to see which bottlenecks were correctly identified and which changed over time. The broader lesson is enduring. Mars missions are constrained less by imagination than by mass, energy, and reliability, and credible plans must trace every ambition back to those constraints. Thirdly, orbital assembly, logistics, and the challenge of scale. Another major theme is logistics, how to assemble and provision an expedition large enough to be safe and productive once it arrives at Mars. Von Braun emphasizes that interplanetary missions involve substantial hardware, which cannot be launched in one piece under realistic constraints. That naturally leads to orbital assembly concepts, staging areas, and the careful management of supplies, spares, and consumables. The focus is not only on getting to Mars, but on ensuring the crew can function for an extended duration with limited resupply options. This topic highlights the often underappreciated realities of scale, including the need for standardized interfaces, planned assembly procedures, and verification of systems before committing to departure. It also underscores a principle that remains central in modern mission design: front-loading risk reduction. The more a program can test, validate, and rehearse in Earth orbit, the better its odds once communication delays and distance turn minor anomalies into major threats. For readers interested in project management as much as engineering, this section of the book's ideas demonstrates how mission viability depends on logistics discipline. It invites comparisons to contemporary approaches such as modular spacecraft, in-space refueling discussions, and incremental build-up strategies for deep space exploration. Fourthly, crew transit, habitability, and mission operations, the Mars Project treats the human element as a design driver rather than an afterthought. Von Braun's planning considers how crews would travel for long periods, how they would work during transit, and how mission operations would be organized to maintain safety and effectiveness. The idea of an expedition is presented as a structured enterprise with roles, procedures, and contingencies, reflecting a disciplined view of human spaceflight. Even though life support technology has evolved dramatically since the book's conception, the operational questions he raises remain current: how to maintain health during long-duration flight, how to allocate work and rest, how to monitor systems, and how to ensure the crew can respond to emergencies with limited outside help. The book's emphasis on planning and procedures also foreshadows modern approaches to mission rules, redundancy, and fault management. Readers can extract a practical lesson: habitability and operations are not soft issues. They are core engineering requirements that influence vehicle design, power needs, and mass budgets. This topic also provides insight into how early thinkers imagined the rhythm of interplanetary travel, including the need to balance scientific ambition with the realities of human performance in isolation and confinement. Lastly, Mars arrival, surface strategy, and the logic of return, a defining feature of credible Mars planning, is that arrival is only the midpoint. Von Braun's concept stresses the integrated logic of entering the Mars environment, operating on the surface, and ensuring a viable pathway home. The surface phase is treated as an extension of the mission architecture rather than a separate adventure, with attention to landing methods, mobility, and how the crew's activities would align with the constraints of time, energy, and equipment. The importance of return planning is especially instructive. Every choice made for surface operations affects the mass and complexity of the systems needed to leave Mars and safely reach Earth. By tying surface goals to a return strategy, the book models a disciplined approach to exploration planning that avoids the trap of one-way thinking. This topic also illustrates how exploration value is created through operations. What the crew can accomplish depends on the reliability of their habitat, power, transportation, and maintenance capability. For modern readers, the interest lies in the integrated mindset. Even where specific techniques differ from today's proposals, the underlying principle stands. The best Mars plans connect entry, descent, landing, surface work, and ascent into one coherent operational story, with margins that acknowledge uncertainty. In conclusion, the Mars Project is best suited for readers who want to understand how serious Mars mission planning began, especially students of aerospace history, systems engineering, and space policy. Engineers and project managers will appreciate the way Von Braun frames Mars exploration as a set of solvable constraints involving mass, logistics, redundancy, and operational sequencing. General science readers who enjoy space exploration will also find it rewarding, because it shows how ambitious goals can be translated into structured plans rather than left as vague inspiration. The book can benefit a reader's life by strengthening systems thinking. It demonstrates how to break a complex objective into manageable components, identify dependencies, and design with risk in mind. Those habits apply far beyond spaceflight, from large projects to strategic planning in business and research. Compared with many modern Mars books that focus on recent technology, program politics, or speculative visions, this work stands out as a foundational blueprint from a key historical figure. It is worth buying because it captures the early architecture logic that still shapes current debates, offering a clear reference point for how Mars exploration concepts evolved and why certain trade-offs remain stubbornly relevant. If you would like to support Wernher von Braun, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.